following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome back, guys. I'm Tisha Boone, and you're listening to Karaoke Cast here on theflypod.com. So sadly to say, I have finally finished all of Cheers, so I have no more episodes of my Sam Malone to watch. I'm absolutely positively obsessed with the show, although I did miss Diane. Surprisingly enough, spoiler alert, Diane comes back at the end of the show, but they don't get together like I thought they would. So that was interesting. Have you learned that that's my coin phrase, apparently? I realized that recently. And if you hear any screams or scratches or any crazy stuff like that in the background, it's because my children are fighting and will not stop. So, that's what's going on in my life right now. But the very end of Cheers reminded me of a song by Faith Hill called The Secret of Life. Because in the end of Cheers, they're all talking about what life's really about. And Cliff Clavin, of course, says he thinks it has to do with the shoes that you wear. Which, of course, he'd say something like that. But that is the song I'm going to sing today. So this is The Secret of Life by Faith Hill.
Couple of guys sitting around drinking down at the Starlight Bar. One of them says, you know, I've been thinking. Other one says, I won't get you too far. He says, this is your life, welcome to it. It's just working and drinking and dreams. Ad on TV says, just do it. Hell if I know what that means. The secret of life is a good cup of coffee. The secret of life is keep your eye on the ball. The secret of life is a beautiful woman, and Marilyn stares down from the barroom wall. You and me were just a couple of zeros, just a couple of down and outs. But movie stars and football heroes, what have they got to be unhappy about? So they turn to the bartender. Sam, what do you think? What's the key that unlocks that door? Sam don't say nothing, just wipes off the bar, and he pours him a couple more. 'Cause the secret of life isn't Sam's martinis. The secret of life is in Marilyn's eyes. The secret of life is in Monday Night Football, Rolling Stones records, and Mom's apple pie. Sam looks up from the Sunday paper. Says, boys, you're on the wrong track. The secret of life is there ain't no secret, and you don't get your money back. The secret of life is in getting up early. The secret of life is in staying up late. The secret of life is to try not to hurry, but don't wait, don't wait. The secret of life is a good cup of coffee. The secret of life is keep your eye on the ball. The secret of life is to find the right woman. The secret of life is nothing at all. Oh, it's nothing at all. The secret of life. A couple of guys sitting around drinking down at the Starlight Bar. One of them says, you know, I've been thinking. Other one says, that won't get you too far. That won't get you too far.
Once again, my children are still fighting. But that's a song that's been stuck in my head. And by the way, I'm so extremely excited because I finally got to see Les Mis. And I was going to sing Castle on a Cloud because I sang that in my voice lessons when I was younger, but I decided it was really cliche, and this one had been stuck in my head already. So, this is the one that I chose. But I saw Les Mis, and it was the most amazing movie. I thought it was awesome. Although, one of the girls' voices I didn't like very much, but that's because it sounded like they made her sing higher than she can actually sing, which I'm sure I even do that. Maybe in this previous song. But, other than that, it was amazing, and the acting was wonderful, and I really liked, but of course this is the story in itself, but I liked that a lot of it was faith-based. But what's really, really, really exciting is the preview that I saw before the movie started. Guess what's coming out? Baz Luhrmann, who directed Moulin Rouge and the remake of Romeo and Juliet, who I absolutely positively love, is doing The Great Gatsby, and it's coming out in May. And I was so excited that I downloaded The Great Gatsby novel to read again because I haven't read it in forever. And I just finished it today, and it was absolutely, positively amazing, just as it was the first time. But the problem with that is because I spent so much time reading The Great Gatsby and watching these movies and lovely television shows, I did not do any Italian over the past 2 weeks. And I didn't finish my Superman comic. But it is good so far. The Superman comic, I am about halfway through. It introduces who you think is Superboy, but I haven't finished it yet because I have a feeling that he's not. Because so far it's saying that he's Zod's son, and I'm pretty sure the first Superboy is not Zod's son. But anyway, we'll see when I'm done reading it. So I'm really, really, really excited for The Great Gatsby. If you haven't seen it, you have to look up the preview, look up the trailer online, because not only does it look amazing, but the music for just the trailer is awesome. I really want to download that song, which I keep forgetting to do, so I'm going to have to do that today. So today, while I was cleaning house and doing dishes, I cut my finger. And I cut it so bad that it doesn't need stitches or anything, but I couldn't band-aid it myself. So you should have seen silly old me, you know, Tisha. I went over to my neighbor and I knocked on her door, and they're brand new neighbors, so they don't know us very well, but they have a little dog named Charlie and we have a dog named Stark, and which you've heard about, of course, and you also hear him barking in the background, but he likes to play with Charlie all the time, and he used to try to sneak into their yard to play with Charlie. So anyway, that's all that she knows me from. And I knock on her door and I say, "Can you come over to my house and help me for a second?" And she says, "Sure." And I said, "I'm really sorry. I cut myself. I swear I don't have any diseases or anything. I won't get any blood on you. I just need you to hold a brand new Band-Aid for me so I can put pressure on it." So she came over and helped me, and we got it all bandaged up, but I cut it while I was washing dishes on that stupid little choppy thing I told you about. We have this awesome thing that you just put a fruit or vegetable or whatever on it, and you just push it down, and it chops it through. Well, the metal piece, you can change the pieces depending on what item you're cutting, and one of the metal pieces that I was washing, when I was washing it, my hand slipped, and it actually cut through my finger. Like I said, it's not bad enough to need stitches, just enough to be annoying. So that was entertaining. It's been extremely, extremely muddy out because of all the rain and snow. So Stark, every single time he goes outside, he gets mud caked in his paws. So we have to either give him a bath or wash just his paws off. So he's had so many baths recently, it's absolutely positively ridiculous. But last night, we were watching my new show on Netflix, The Wonder Years, and there was this little dog in the show, and it was so funny because the little dog in the show looks like Charlie. I mean, not exactly like him, but he resembles Charlie. And Stark pokes up his head, he gets so excited, he's staring at the TV and he starts barking and jumping, and I think maybe he has to go outside. So I'm like, is he interested in the television, or does he need to go out? And he keeps jumping and jumping, so we let him outside, and the first thing he does is he goes over the fence to look to see if Charlie's there. As soon as he realizes Charlie isn't there, he turns right back around. So it was so funny because he didn't have to go to the bathroom or anything. He was just so excited to see Charlie because he saw him in the television show. Silly little boys. So today, I did a very, very bad thing. I was a very, very bad mom. So the door that leads to our backyard and the fenced-in area has to be bolt locked. And if it's not bolt locked, the wind can blow it open. Well, it was really, really windy today, and I went out to lunch with a friend. So I let Stark in right before I went out, and I fed him food and got him water, and I was in a hurry because I was running late because Stark didn't want to come inside. So I go, and I come back home, and the door is opened. The bad thing about that is the cats are always very curious about what's going on outside. And usually when we open to check on Stark, the cattle, well, both of the cats, will go outside, and we have to pull them back in and say, no, 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 no. And I was worried that the cats were going to be gone or that Stark was going to be in someone else's yard or somewhere down the street when I realized the door was open and I was absolutely positively terrified. And I looked and the cats were right there in the house just chilling. And Stark was laying in the yard just relaxing, chewing on a bone. He just let himself out after he was done eating. So I'm really glad that they're okay and nothing happened to them. And I will never, ever, 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 ever not bolt lock the door again. I was so worried about it, I almost didn't tell my husband. But I told him because I felt bad, so I felt like I had to tell him what happened. As for the vegetarian thing, it's been going very well. I actually stopped craving meat, which is really good. I don't know why I was craving it recently, but it's been going really well, and I found some really quick things that we can make, too. I did tell you that I was paying more attention to the ingredients in our food now, and I went to the grocery store. I literally spent 2 hours at Kroger the other day. Because for one thing, they were out of all the organic beans, so I had to get Simple Truth, which is the Kroger brand, which isn't as good when you look at the ingredients as the organic ones, but it's not bad. They don't have any additional additives or anything crazy like that, but sometimes they'll have salt or something like that in it, but nothing bad. And they're typically a little more calories than the Westbrae beans that I would get before. So anyway, I spent forever picking out the right beans because I'm making chili as we speak. Of course, vegetarian chili. And I spent probably 20 minutes looking for hamburger buns because my husband's biggest kick lately is Five Guys Burgers and Fries. He goes there and gets the veggie burger. And it's literally just every vegetable they have and cheese and pickles if you want it on a bun, just a regular old bun that you would go buy. So I decided I'd buy all the stuff for him so that we could just make them here at home. So I spend 20 minutes looking for buns that do not have high fructose corn syrup in them. I look through every single bun package at Kroger, and the funny thing is, this one brand had mini buns, the ones that you use for sliders, and they were the only buns in the entire store that did not have high fructose corn syrup. The weird thing is if you get the exact same bun, exact same brand, exact same style in large buns or regular size buns instead of mini, it had high fructose corn syrup. So the only buns in the entire store that did not have high fructose corn syrup were those little mini buns. Needless to say, I spent way too much time at the grocery store. But other than that, it's been going really well. I found lots of quick recipes that I can do now. For example, I buy that flat out bread. And it's only 90 calories. And then I put half a cup of the Westbrae organic black beans on it. Then I add spinach, not cooked, uncooked, raw spinach on it. And then I also put the Kroger Garden salsa. I made sure that it's not the one that has high fructose corn syrup. It does not have any high fructose corn syrup in it. And then I use 2% shredded cheese. And I only use half a serving because a serving is a fourth of a cup and you don't need a whole fourth of a cup. Of course, for my husband's, I like triple everything and put as much as I possibly can on it. But on mine, I watch the calories. But anyway, it's a really quick meal that you can do for lunch. And then you don't have to do any cooking at all. All you do is rinse the beans. Other than that, everything, you just throw it all together, wrap it up, and eat it. So that's my little tidbit for the week. Thank you so much for listening. And please, please, please don't forget to send in your songs / recipe ideas to shout@theflypod.com and just put Karaoke Cast in the heading. I'm Tisha Boone, and I can't wait to hear from you next time. And please continue to enter comments online. I love them, and I'll respond as soon as I see them. Thanks. Have a great day.